The Pellegrini Quartet and pianist Reinhard Roth played Ruth Crawford Seeger's Suite No. 2 for four strings and piano. It's on a CPO disc. Our next composer, Asha Srinivasan, is an Indian-American composer based in Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, where she is completing a DMA in composition at the University of Maryland College Park. She earned two master's degrees in computer music composition and music theory pedagogy at the Peabody Conservatory. Asha comes from a musical family. Her mother is currently a professional singer of Indian film songs and sings all over the United States. As a six-year-old in India, Asha started taking vocal lessons in Carnatic music, the classical music of southern India. After moving to the United States, she was introduced to Western classical music through the public school system. In high school, taking her first music theory class, her part-writing assignments sparked a passion for creating music. "I am enthralled," she writes, "by the possibilities of integrating aspects of the Carnatic style into the Western musical idiom. Thus, I draw both from my Western musical training and my Indian heritage to create my compositional language." In 2007, Asha Srinivasan was named the winner of the BMI Foundation's first annual Women's New Music Composition Competition. She has won other awards, and her music has been performed at several festivals. Her electroacoustic opera had a 16-performance run in Washington, D.C. The piece we're going to hear won second prize in the Prix d'été competition in 2004. It is for flute and electronics. The title is Alone Dancing. We'll hear it performed by Kyung Mi Lee. I'll read you what is printed on the score. "With a lazy dance, she awakens to the day, arrhythmically dancing alone as in a dream until she comes to full consciousness, dancing to a strange meter with an imaginary partner, at first steady, but soon frenzied as she becomes consumed by her wild fantasy dance, whirling like a frantic wind, seemingly out of control, until she collapses triumphantly to the floor."